Well, it's July 11th, another loud podcast broadcasting to you from the playground. It's around 7 p.m. and lots of cars driving around, waving Italian flags, honking their horns, so happy that Italy won. But I need to tell them to sit the fuck down and relax because they won over a penalty kick. It was England versus Italy in the Euro Final Cup 2021, and it was 1-1. England won, Italy won, 1 point each, and then penalties were 3-1. So Italy won over one penalty kick. So that's nothing to be proud about. I was rooting for England, even though I'm 50% Italian. I'm an Anglophile, and I love England. Love the music, love the humor, the movies. I love the people so much. So I was rooting for England like I always do. And kind of disappointed. It sucks. Like, everyone hates England except England, you know? So the bias is unbearable, you know? It's like so obvious. The judges always lean against England, and even though I'm 50% Italian, like I said, you know, Italians, when they play soccer, they fall down. Ouch, ouch. Oh, I'm so hurt. You know, I love Italy. I love Italian food. I love Italian people. Do not understand Italian humor or movies or music at all. So, yeah, I always root for England, including every World Cup that they've been in. I used to walk around Germany wearing my English shirt. I think it was 2007, the last World Cup. Could be wrong. But, that was hard walking around Germany wearing an English World Cup shirt. Like, I got screamed at constantly. And I believe Italy won that one, too, if my memory serves me correctly. So, yeah. But then again, think about it. The Liverpool team, I love Liverpool, Liverpool Football Club. I don't think there's any native Liverpoolians on that team. I'm pretty sure they're mostly from Africa or whatever. So, you know, which I think is ghastly. I think, like, if your team is from Ghana, if your team is the Ghana team, they should all be from Ghana. If you're rooting for Germany, they should all be German. If you're rooting for Munich, they should all be from Munich. If you're rooting for Liverpool, they should all be from Liverpool. I mean, what the fuck is that about when you own a football team? You know, like Manchester United. How many people in Manchester, Man United, are from Manchester? Probably none. You know, that's fucked up. Anyhow, let's just forget it. I'm letting you know, New Jersey is predominantly Italian. So there's been tons of cars driving by, waving their Italian flags, beeping their horns and stuff. Yeah, we get it. One penalty kick. Woohoo, you must be so proud. So today I drove with Desmond deep into the forest of New Jersey, a couple hours away, and investigated a good camping spot. And he will attend a 3-day camp, which I have to be present at. You can't just dump your kid off. You have to attend it with them. It's 3 days and 2 nights. And if he likes it, then we'll stay 2 more days. But no more than 5 days. And it was gorgeous. Really beautiful mountains and trees everywhere you looked. And by the way, American flags everywhere you look. Every single house had a giant American flag. At least one. So it's good to see that people still loving their country, loving where they live, taking care of their houses and, you know, enjoying life. It was nice to see that, because it's so frowned upon, God forbid, to have an American flag in your yard. I remember that when I lived in Germany, too. Like during the World Cup, suddenly people were not afraid to fly the German flag. And I had already lived in Germany half my life at that point. I was like, wait, no, from 89 I moved there, and then 2004, 2007, whatever year that World Cup was, I can't remember. But I could look it up while I'm walking around, but just saying the Germans are not supposed to fly the flag. It's considered patriotism, and patriotism is frowned upon in Germany because that got out of hand in the past, you know, remember? But I think it's really sad that people living today are punished for things that happened in 1945. That's nonsense, you know? Like, get over it. Let them fly their fucking flag. Oh, jeez. There's a carnival setting up here in town, and all the kids are going gaga. They're like, I hope he doesn't hit my car. Yeah, that's not looking good for my car. There's a pickup truck, a really big one, with a giant ride on the back, and he's trying to pull a Yui. Oh my God, what the hell is this guy doing? I really wish that this podcast was visual so you could see the bullshit that I see when I'm talking. You'd be very much entertained, the stuff I see. Instead, you just have to trust, you know, take my word for it. They're backing up towards my car. Please don't hit my car. I hope he doesn't hit my car. That's my car right there. But anyways, yeah, we're going to be packed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's going to be a carnival in our little town. The kids are going out of their fucking minds. And I'm sure it's going to be better than the New Jersey State Fair I took Desmond to last week, which was a disgusting, stinky, overpriced shithole. Okay? The New Jersey Fair is a shithole. Don't ever bother going, okay? And if you do, bring your own toilet. Because when you're standing in line to use a toilet at the New Jersey State Fair, it takes an hour. Okay, and if you want to get something to drink, that's another hour. And if you want to get something to eat, that's another hour. I mean, you should go with another person if you're bringing a child so that one person can stand in line to get your kid on a ride, which also takes an hour. I mean, forget it. I can't stand crowded places. I didn't even like Disney World. I brought Desmond, but I hated it because we're standing in line the whole time. It's too much. So I like to go to less crowded places, you know? As long as there's internet, I could live anywhere. I wouldn't mind living in the middle of the forest. However, like the camp director told me today, he said, yeah, I love living here, except that I can't walk to the grocery store. Like, if I forget an onion, you know, I'm fucked. I have to drive to the grocery store to get an onion or whatever. That would suck for me because I really love to walk everywhere. Like when I lived in Berlin, I skated everywhere and walked everywhere. I had a car for 6 months once in Berlin, and it was overrated. I really do love to walk everywhere. So yeah, I'm very pleased about that recent Zoom call video chat I had with Rob Halford of Judas Priest. I think I might have mentioned that the one thing I didn't like is that you couldn't see my reaction while he was talking and vice versa, because it was set up weird. Like when he's talking, you could only see him, and when I'm talking, you could only see me. And that sucks because I was being polite and being quiet while he spoke, but you may have enjoyed watching my facial expressions. Like when he was saying something very funny, I wasn't blurting out laughing all the time. I was just frowning, I mean, not frowning, fucking smiling ear to ear and with joy, but it appears that I'm leaving him hanging because you can't hear anything. You know, it sucks. So I'm going to try to improve on that. The next one I want to interview would be Shilly. What's wrong with me today? I have like verbal dyslexia. Billy Sheehan. Billy Sheehan. The bass player who played with Steve Vai solo tour. And when David Lee Roth had a solo tour, it was Billy Sheehan on bass and Steve Vai on guitar. So they were savages. It was awesome. Gonna do a Zoom video. I mean, you know, freaking the video podcast with him. And of course, I'll upload, people, obviously I'm fucking tired. I can't even talk right now. I will upload the audio onto here. Desmond is really making me tired. You know, that's why I'm doing my podcast from the playground while he runs around and screams with his friends. This is my only free time. And that's life as a single parent. That's how it is, you know. You made the bed, you gotta lay in it. Is that how the expression goes? I'm dealing with it. It's cool. And when he goes to camp, by the way, you know, when he's sleeping, I'm allowed to pop out and maybe go to karaoke and then come back. That's what they said, you know. We'll see. They're like, oh yeah, we wake up at 7 every day. I'm like, have fun with that. The parents don't have to wake up at 7. You know, they watch the kids, but they want the parent there on site. So that's going to be hilarious. And what else is going on? Also, we'll call Ike Willis soon. I don't think he has the capacity to do Zoom calls, but I'm going to do an audio call with him probably today, probably now, and see how he's doing, because Zappa fans want to know. Ike Willis fans want to know. And I'm looking forward to the next Zappanala, which is going to happen next summer. Not this summer. Summer 2022. I definitely want to go to that in Bad Doberan, Germany. It's been too long. I want to go. That would be fun. So, yeah. It was nice talking to you, even though you don't talk much. And I'll be in touch soon. I want.